This is Part B of Hidden in Plain Sight. Now let's come back to Matthew 24. What we've done, we've read some easy to understand scriptures as a background for what we're covering to come to where this is hidden right in plain sight, right under our noses. And this is, it blew me away when I understood it. It's going to blow you away too. Okay. Now, let's continue on verse 16. Then let those who are in Judea flee into the mountains. So if you're not in Judea, don't flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop, that is in Judea, not come down to take anything out of his house. And let the one who is in the field not go back to take his garment. Woe to those women who are expecting a child and to those who are nursing infants in those days, and pray that your flight be not in the winter nor on the Sabbath, for then. When does great tribulation take place? When the abomination of desolation stands in the holy place. So you cannot have the tribulation begin until A, there's a king of the north, B, there's a king of the south, and C, there is a temple, and it doesn't begin until the king of the north comes down after the king of the south and enters into the glorious land and goes into the temple of God and says, I am God. Then, great tribulation will be. For then shall be great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be again. And if those days were not limited, there would no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be limited. Now here is the key. This is the key to understanding which day. Now let me explain something here. The Passover and Holy Days give us a good framework of understanding God's plan, correct? Did God use the Passover to make his covenant with Abraham? Yes. Did he use the Passover to spare the firstborn of the children of Israel while in Egypt? Yes. Did they leave on the first day of unleavened bread? Yes. Did they cross through the Red Sea on the last day of unleavened bread? Yes. What are we talking about? We are talking about the appointed times of God. And certain things are going to happen on the appointed times of God. Did Christ die on the Passover day? Yes, he didn't die the day before or the day after. Or 2 days after. Did he fulfill the wave sheaf offering day when he ascended to heaven to be accepted of God the Father? Yes. Did the church begin on Pentecost with the pouring out of the Holy Spirit? Yes. Did Israel get the Ten Commandments from God on Mount Sinai on the day of Pentecost? Yes. Let's jump ahead. Let's think a little bit now, because what we are going to see is that God uses the set times that he has given through his holy days. And let's see how that falls out with this. We know, and we've preached, and I don't think there's a church of God anywhere that does not preach that Christ and the saints are going to put their feet on the Mount of Olives on the Feast of Trumpets, right? Yes. We know that atonement pictures putting away Satan the devil, correct? We know that the Feast of Tabernacles pictures the millennium, right? We know that the last great day pictures the great white throne judgment and the second resurrection, don't we? Yes. Those are all days that we know. And yet, when people hear this the first time, they don't understand the verse that we're going to come up to here. So here's the beginning of it. Okay? Tribulation starts, and unless it had been limited, no flesh be saved. Now, what happens right after the tribulation starts? Verse 23. Then if anyone says to you, behold, here is the Christ, or he is there, do not believe it. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and they shall present great signs and wonders in order to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I foretold it to you. Therefore, if they say to you, come and see, he's in the wilderness, do not go forth. Come and see, he's in the secret chambers, do not believe it. For as the light of day which comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then here's this enigmatic verse that we discussed earlier. For wherever the carcass may be, there will the eagles be gathered together. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When his branches have already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. In like manner also, when you see all these things, now notice the word all. You can't have some, you can't have 90%, you know. If you leap across from one cliff to another cliff and you make it 95%, you missed the mark, right? You got to have all, so remember that. Truly I say to you, this generation in which all these things, not to be interpreted as the generation of Jesus' time. This generation shall in no wise pass away until all these things have taken place. The heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Now here is the key verse. But concerning that day and the hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Haven't we had people say, well, if you say it's on the day of trumpets, then you know the day, right? That'd be right. Well, how come he says he doesn't know the day? Did Jesus know the holy days? Of course he did. He created them. He set the time. All right. Let's come to Matthew 13. Not Matthew 13, but Mark 13, rather. Let's see Mark's account of this. Verse 30, Mark 13 and verse 30, page 1012. Now here Mark adds even a little bit to it. Verse 30, truly I say to you, this generation shall in no way pass away until all these things have taken place. The heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. But concerning that day and the hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. And people say, well, how can the Son be God if God knows everything and he says he didn't know it? You ever been confronted with that? Which day is it talking about? If we can pretty well prove and know with great surety that Christ and the saints are going to put their feet on the Mount of Olives on the Feast of Trumpets. By the way, Christ was probably born on the Feast of Trumpets as well. How come Jesus says, don't you know, dummies, it's going to happen on trumpets? Which day is he talking about, and why did he not know it? If God knows everything, why didn't Jesus, as God manifested in the flesh, know it? Well, the reason is because there is always mercy and repentance, as we have discussed. And remember this, everyone, please remember this. Forget about a 6,000-year period for man, and then the millennium begins. We're way past 6,000 years. And it's not in the Bible. Isn't it interesting how people believe things that aren't in the Bible as if they're in the Bible? All right. What day is he talking about? Let's come back to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. What day is he talking about? And he's talking about a particular day that is unknown. You can't find out about it by knowing the holy days, because it doesn't happen on a holy day. Which day is he talking about? Matthew 24. We'll just review verse 23. Christ is here, or he's there, don't believe it. Verse 24, false Christs, false prophets present great signs and wonders, even to deceive the elect. Verse 25, I've told you before. He's not in the wilderness. Verse 26, he's not in secret chambers. When, what is he talking about here? And which day is he talking about? He's not talking about a holy day. He's talking about a day on which an event occurs. What is that event? Verse 27. For as the light of day which comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. That is the day he's talking about. Not a holy day, not a feast, because there is coming a day when that is going to happen, and we can't define it by any other day. Now let's come back to the book of Revelation. Let's see this. That's why it's important to know and understand the flow of prophecy back here in the book of Revelation. Revelation. Come back here to chapter 5. When did Christ receive the scroll with the seven seals, or the book with the seven seals? It doesn't tell us, but this is a prophetic event, isn't it? Now, I can't tell you exactly when Christ knew when these things would take place. I would assume that before he gave the revelation to John, that he understood when the day would be. But you can't prove it. But we would have to say that in Revelation, the fifth chapter, when God the Father gave him the book, which is yet a future event, isn't it? Hasn't happened yet because the seals haven't opened. Now, he may have been given the book, but he hasn't started to open them yet. Now, perhaps, let's come to chapter 6 and verse 1. Perhaps the first seal with the religious amalgamation of the religions of the world, perhaps that has already started. But the final thrust and event to bring them all together in one huge conglomeration has not yet happened. Now, we could go back and say with the Parliament of the World's Religions, the first one in 1893, maybe that was the first step in getting it to happen. We don't know. Question is, does that mean that Christ doesn't know the day he's coming? No. We're not talking about the day he is coming. We're talking about the day when the sign of the Son of Man appears in heaven. We'll see that in just a minute. Okay. Of course he knows when he's coming. And after he gave the revelation to John, or even before, he understood it. Okay? Now, he opens the first seal, the second seal, the third seal, The fourth seal, the fifth seal, martyrdom of the saints, and now we come to the day. Revelation 6 and verse 12. Now, I defy you to tell me when this day occurs. The only thing we can do is we can have a little speculation on it, but I'll get to that in just a bit. Okay? Verse 12. When he opened the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as the hair of sackcloth, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree cast its untimely figs when it's shaken by a mighty wind. Now look, how many times have we read these scriptures? Okay? But this is the day that he's talking about, that no one knows the day or the hour, not even the sun nor the angels. Because it is driven by events. You must first have all the other things in place that I mentioned before. Now notice, verse 14. Then the heavens departed like a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the powerful men, and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and they said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come. That is the day he is talking about. Not the day of his wrath, but the beginning of his return. When the heavens are rolled back, and all of a sudden, it's like a new sun that is seen out there in the universe, that shines from the east to the west. That's the day he's talking about that no one knows. Now, from all the evidence that we have covered here, we don't know, do we? Now, we can guess that the 144,000 and the great innumerable multitude, we can guess that they are sealed in the last year beginning on Pentecost, but that still does not tell us when this Revelation 6 and verse 12 through verse 17 event occurred. We don't know when that's going to happen. Now also, what happens when the sun is darkened and the moon turns to blood and the earth is shaken? The other prophecies, God says he's going to shake the heavens, he's going to shake the earth, he's going to shake the sea. Everything's going to be messed up, right? You're going to be able to tell which time it is? No. Now another thing, no one knows the hour. Question. On earth, how many hours are there in any given day? 24. There are 24 time zones in the world, right? Which time zone, which part of the world, whether it is day or whether it is night? Because it's going to be one event of the rolling back on that day of the heavens, so that the sign of the Son of Man appears in heaven, probably out there in space. That's the day he's talking about. He's not talking about the day he puts his feet on the Mount of Olives. He's not talking about the day of the resurrection. There's nothing in the Bible that says we don't know or can't know the day of the resurrection. If you take the Passover, unleavened bread, Pentecost, and everything else and put it all together, it's got to be on Pentecost. But how that Pentecost falls in the year of the resurrection, we don't know, because the heavens and earth are all discombobulated, correct? That's why God has to do it. All right, now come back here to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians 5, that is page 1203. Now let's come back to chapter 4. Verse 13, where he's talking about the resurrection. Okay. Verse 13, I do not wish you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, that you be not grieved even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, in exactly the same way also those who have fallen asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So they've got to go where he is before he can bring them with him, right? Yes. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that those who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall in no wise precede those who have fallen asleep. Because the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds for the meeting with the Lord in the air, so shall we always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. So he's talking about the resurrection, correct? Yes. Notice what he says, chapter 5 and verse 1. Now then, concerning the times and seasons, brethren, there is no need that I write to you. So we are to have an understanding of the times and the seasons. For you yourselves understand perfectly that the day of the Lord will come exactly as a thief comes by night. For when they shall say peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as travail comes upon a woman who is with child, and they shall by no means escape. So we are to understand the time frame of it. But there is one day known to God and God alone, when the heavens are going to be ripped back and rolled up like a scroll, and the sign of the Son of Man is going to appear in heaven. And that's why Jesus said that even the Son of Man did not know that day. And that had to be at the time that he made the statement. So therefore, no man knowing the day refers to that day that occurs, and not to the Feast of Trumpets, when we put our feet on the Mount of Olives, when we return with Christ, nor referring to the resurrection. We can perfectly understand that it occurs on Pentecost. Doesn't say you can't know when the resurrection is going to be, because he says you know the times and seasons, and he just talked about the resurrection, correct? Yes. So isn't that interesting? How you have it hidden in plain sight, right under your nose, and have read it how many times, and did not understand which day that it was referring to. That's why we have to always keep studying and study with the way that God wants us to understand his word. He will lead us with his spirit to understand those things. So that is the day it's talking about. And now that we know which day it is, we know that we don't know when that day is going to be. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.